Hey there, beautiful souls. This is Jessica Lane, your daily dose of motivation in a 5-minute shot of awesomeness. Today, we're diving deep into something that plagues us all at some point, self-criticism. Ever feel like you're constantly battling that inner voice that just won't let up? You know the one, right? The relentless critic who points out every flaw, every mistake, every perceived shortcoming. Well, guess what? That voice doesn't get a free pass. We're taking back our power and building some serious self-compassion. Because let's be real, we deserve it. Here's the thing. Self-criticism often stems from unrealistic expectations and that nasty inner dialogue that compares us to others. It's like constantly standing on a stage with an audience judging your every move. But newsflash, darling, you're not auditioning for anyone but yourself. You're creating your own masterpiece. And the only opinion that truly matters is yours. First things first, we need to acknowledge that self-criticism is just noise, unhelpful chatter that doesn't reflect who you truly are. It's like that annoying song stuck on repeat in your head. You can choose to keep humming along or hit the skip button. Next up, practice gratitude. Seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the amazing things about yourself and your life. What are you good at? What makes you unique? Celebrate those wins, big and small. Remember, focusing on what's already fantastic can shift your entire mindset. Now, let's talk about replacing that critical voice with kindness. Imagine talking to a dear friend who's struggling. Would you tear them down or offer support and encouragement? Treat yourself with the same level of compassion and understanding. It takes practice, I know, but it gets easier over time. Think of self-compassion as your personal superpower. It allows you to navigate challenges with grace and resilience. When setbacks happen, and they will, remember to be gentle with yourself. Learn from the experience, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. You've got this. Speaking of setbacks, imagine you just bombed a presentation at work. That inner critic might be screaming about your flaws, making you feel like a complete failure. But what if you treated yourself like you'd treat a friend in the same situation? You'd probably say something like, "Hey, don't beat yourself up. Everyone has bad days. You learned from this experience, and that's what matters." See? Self-compassion is all about acknowledging imperfections and offering ourselves the same understanding and support we'd give to others. So, remember, you are worthy of love, acceptance, and kindness, starting with yourself. Let go of those self-criticism shackles and embrace the power of self-compassion. You are capable, strong, and resilient. Remember that, and keep shining bright. Got a moment? Share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of self-love. Leave a review if it resonates with you. Your feedback means the world to me. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. I can't wait to hear your thoughts and stories. Until tomorrow, keep manifesting your best day ever.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.